Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The country singer Tim McGraw collapsed on stage Sunday night, and that was
Did he work out too hard?
I don't know, but he couldn't go on. His wife,
that guy is so cut. He's in the best shape ever. What is he collapsing from?
He's only 50 years old. His wife says it was dehydration. Here she is taking to the... Because, I mean, this was on stage and people saw it. So here she is talking to the crowd. She jumped... I don't think she's part of this show. I mean,
I think they tour together. It's like
she is?
Yeah, it's like a face-to-face thing where they both get up and play and then they do individually and then they sing together. And
well, here's what she said to the audience.
So Tim is fine. We all been a little bit dehydrated, traveling so much, and he's been super dehydrated, and I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on stage. So drink water. People, always keep yourself hydrated.
Stay hydrated, people.
But did she carry the torch all the way home? Did she finish, like, let me finish with five or six songs?
I don't know. Representative says he's going to be, McGraw will be fine. Man, that is kind of, that's embarrassing. When it's something like that, you know? I mean, I know he's a tough guy, but you'd rather it be like you tore an ACL on stage or something like that and you couldn't go on, not because you weren't drinking enough water. Meanwhile, they're making that Motley Crue biopic. And a crew member there got electrocuted over the weekend, working on de-rigging a set. They were shooting in New Orleans, and that guy's expected to survive. And the Dirt. It's based on the band's autobiography of the same name. It'll be distributed by Netflix, but it's all about their rise into superstardom in the 1980s. She was one of the biggest stars on TV a decade ago. And then there are these headlines that she's homeless and living out of a van. And she says it's not true. Terry Hatcher.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about
her. From Desperate Housewives. She's 53. I don't know what she hasn't really done anything, has she, since that Desperate Housewives thing?
You think that went into syndication? She's probably just cashing checks now.
Yeah. Well, Star Magazine had some report on her, a cover story saying that she was broke and homeless and living in her van. Terry Hatcher says, I'm not broke. I've done very well investing my money. She's been in her van because she's shooting a series for YouTube called Van Therapy.
Okay.
Now, so she's okay. Here's who's not. And she was a big star a couple decades back. Heather Locklear.
The last week in your absence, the cops went to her house to find a gun because she had threatened to shoot the police.
People Magazine is reporting that the night she was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic battery, she threatened the police is what she did. She says that the People Magazine story says that Heather Locklear told the officers her boyfriend choked her and tried to kill her. The boyfriend says that in the bedroom, Locklear attacked her. While he was on the bed, he defended himself. He didn't know how many times Locklear hit him, but she bit his face. That was that story about when she
bit his nose off
and said that for like 20 or 30 minutes, she was crazy, angry, and wild. The sergeant had to grab Heather Locklear's arms to restrain her, and she continued to struggle and resist. They cuffed her. She kicked the sergeant. Due to her combative behavior, deputies placed a hobble around her ankles.
They put a boot on her.
Yeah, your kids should die, you should die. That's what she was telling the cops. So she is reportedly seeking treatment right now for substance abuse.
Yeah, her family said she's been lost for a little while.
The mess that is Heather Locklear's life.